A new bill in Canada is drawing controversy related to the state of the family. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk about the state of the church in Canada and ways you can be praying. And then stay tuned to hear how God's word is advancing in Indonesia's final frontier, seeking out new civilizations and boldly going forward. Our first stop, though, is in Canada. As they celebrate their 150th anniversary tomorrow, many will reflect on the young nation's origins. Canada has a history of Judeo-Christian values, but recent legislation has raised concern among evangelical Christians. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada draws our attention to Ontario's Bill 89, which prioritizes, among other things, the protection of sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression for kids under the care of child protection, foster, and adoptive services. Musselman explains,
if the government considers that, you know, they're being too hard, they're not letting these children choose, all that kind of stuff, they could find themselves, in conflict, with the government.
There are other indicators that Canada's culture is growing more hostile to Christian beliefs. But basically, Musselman sums it up this way.
I think what we're seeing not only in Canada, but many other Western nations is a really going away from God's word and having the struggles that we are.
So in Canada and beyond, how does the church react? With prayer and a deeper commitment to study the Bible.
I think we have to remember that this is a spiritual battle, and each and every one of us need to hear from Jesus and how he wants us to approach people.
Plus, we can learn more about what's going on in the world around us. Get the details at missionnews.org. And this next story may not be something for little ears, but we're sharing it because every once in a while, one of these stories strikes a different chord. Compassion International is asking all of us to pray. MNN's Lindsay Coe tells us what happened.
It started as a typical Sunday for Stephen in his hometown of Esmeraldas, Ecuador. He had gone to church that morning, but just a couple hours later, he was attacked by a group of teenage boys near his home and set on fire. None of the hospitals were equipped to deal with severe burns that covered over 65% of his body. A group brought Stephen to an American hospital that can provide state-of-the-art care. Stephen's family could never make enough money to cover years of medical treatment ahead. Compassion's Medical Assistance Fund helps kids like Stephen with critical medical needs. They're making a bold ask for resources to speed him on his recovery. On a final note, his older sister does have a message for you. She's asking you to pray for Stephen's healing, and we're quoting her eloquence here. We are thankful to God and have faith in him because he is taking care of my brother. Sometimes doctors come and say Stephen only has a few hours of life, but my brother is still alive. God is with us. Lindsay Coe, Mission Network News.
And ministry efforts in Indonesia often require creative strategies to reach people flung across the nation's 18,000-plus islands. But the Papua province on the island of New Guinea in Indonesia is marked with terrain so rough and people groups so remote, it's been called Indonesia's final frontier. That's where Mission Aviation Fellowship comes in. MAF helps reach isolated people with God's love through aviation. In Papua, MAF's Dave Ringenberg says they've been transporting teachers, Awana materials, and Bibles.
But once the Bibles they had on hand are gone, there's no Bible bookstore to buy more. So the only way to restock is to put in an order and have the Bibles printed, shipped to MAF, and then delivered to flights to Mulia. And in fact, during the month of May and June, we were privileged to carry over 3,000 Western Dani Bibles to Mulia.
And right now, their biggest need is new amphibious aircraft.
This caravan is crucial to the ministry of MAF because not only does it land on a runway, but it can land in water too. And therefore, we can use this aircraft to reach many different types of people groups. And that's why it's such a strategic aircraft for us to use here in Papua.
If you'd like to help support the project, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.